This is a podcast from the BBC.
Here's Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. It's a good one. A listener with a great story from a year ago gets back in touch with an update. Three-way bangers, me, Chris and Maya. Why is Shaggy being treated like royalty here at the BBC? And a touching tribute to the legend, Arsene Wenger. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Scott.
Hello, my jammer.
Hey,
I was listening to Radio 1's Greatest Hits with you and also with Jordan North last weekend,
yeah.
And it made me think of a new song for you.
What?
We've not had one for a while, have we?
Oh, we haven't, actually.
Okay, here we go. Maya he, Maya ho. Oh, no.
Maya jammer.
No.
Maya he,
Maya he, Maya ho. Sorry. Maya jammer.
Yeah, that was a bit rude, the first line. Yeah.
BBC Radio
1. What a week on the show, including the unfolding drama of Brogan. We spoke to her on Monday, she'd been ghosted. Then the ghost best mate got involved. And we found out she quite likes him as well. So we asked the best mate, Liam, if maybe he'd like to take it a little bit further. So do you want to take her out, or is it, do you think you're just going to leave it?
I think I'll just leave it, to be honest. Maybe, you know, perhaps her and her group of friends can become friends in my group, because it's been quite a funny situation, but...
OK, and Brogan, what do you think of that?
I think that sounds about right. Yeah, I agree.
OK.
It's a tough one, isn't it? It's a difficult situation now. Called his mate out live on radio. BBC
Radio 1. Then a man who wanted to be anonymous, who works on private jets, spilled all the beans about how the rich and famous have meltdowns when they can't fly.
There was a young actress who wanted to fly. We told her she couldn't depart later than 11 p.m. because at that point the airspace is shut. She arrived at the aircraft at about 10 past 11 and then remained on the tarmac till gone midnight, demanding that we fly when there's no chance we could have flown. And she was screaming her head off for an hour or so.
What, full-on meltdown?
To the pilots and then calling me and then back at the pilots.
Wow. And where would this girl have been from?
One of the most popular TV series ever. Scott
Mills. And our private investigator James brought in some of the gadgets he uses to do his job, spying on people, including a thermal imaging camera, which he used to somehow convince me and Chris to have a brief affair live on the radio.
Do you want to sit on me?
Okay, well, yeah, obviously.
You sit on me.
So I'll come sit
on
you.
Oh, look, we're having an affair.
There we go.
Oh, this is...
We're being all affairy.
We're in a car.
That's the one.
Yeah. That's the budget.
Right, now, have you got that picture,
that's
James?
That's the budget.
I have got that.
Right, now let's go and see what that looks like.
Right. That took seconds. Me, Chris and Maya are here. Let's do Friday's show. Radio 1. Scott Mills. This person, I don't know your name. Actually, yes, I do. Anna on the Isle of Wight. She says, listening to the show while trying to get through a mountain of work, but because she lives on the Isle of Wight, literally can see the beach from her office.
Temptation.
So annoying.
Tempting.
But you can go after.
Little paddle.
Can I just say, Maya, I absolutely love your style of arriving at Radio 1 today. It was the best. And Chris witnessed it all.
Yeah, well, I had to come meet you because you didn't have your pass.
Yeah.
It was amazing because I was outside waiting for you and I was like, is that you in that? And it looked like a slightly rubbish taxi. And then you were like, no, I'm just coming around the corner.
Is that Maya in the hybrid?
Whoa, that's a, that was a wagon.
It was a wagon. Yeah, it was a cute wags.
It was wicked.
It's massive.
It is big.
Came out of it in like a blaze of glory. It was like these shades.
Yeah. Fringe flying in the wind.
I'm just there in sort of my raggy shorts and kind of...
Yeah, when we arrive, it's like we've just literally just stepped off the tube, sweating out.
Oh, no. It's not my car.
That's the truth.
Do you know what? It's not my car, just for listeners. I don't actually drive. I don't know how to drive. But
okay. You see, I'm amazed you don't drive yet.
Yeah, I feel like in London, there's not that much point for me because everywhere I work is in Central. So I have nowhere to park if I did.
We should do a whole week of where we get pop stars to drop us off.
Yeah.
Me and you.
Yeah.
Get dropped off, can be called.
Is it? I'm sure this has been done, hasn't it?
Oh, is it?
I'm sure it must have been done. But good idea.
Get dropped off, see the different cars.
Grimmie used to do the thing where they used to meet people on the school run, do you remember? So you'd turn up and Demi Lovato would be in the car.
But hang on a minute, are you suggesting yet another TV show for Maya to present, or shall we try and keep one back?
We'll keep one back.
So you cut me out of that one, basically.
Yeah. Also, when I arrived here to the building earlier, there was such a commotion outside. I was like, who is here? It's got to be someone super famous, right? Mm. So
I'm saying five blacked out people carriers come out of the loading bay. Now, as we all know, the loading bay at the BBC is only for super...
Well, that'll be royals then.
...important people.
Yeah.
Right, so like when William and Kate came into the show, 100%. Obviously they can't come in the main entrance, so they get taken into the loading bay and then up to the eighth floor where we are.
Mm-hmm.
Like... It has to be a super famous pop star, like Justin Bieber would use the loading bay.
Yeah, Madonna.
But yeah, Prime Minister.
Got you.
Yeah, Theresa May, always in the loading bay, right?
Cool.
I was like, so who is this? And there's a crowd of people waiting, there's loads of paparazzi. Five people carriers go past. Everyone's like, oh, they're snapping the cameras. You can't see anyone because they're all blacked out. I go up to one of the ladies waiting. I'm like, who is it? Who is it? She's like, Shaggy.
What?
Shaggy.
It wasn't me.
Off of it wasn't me.
Shaggy.
It wasn't me.
Five people carriers and using the loading bay.
Shaggy's bigger than you know.
I know he's like pop royalty, but really, hun.
Scott Mills.
It's Scott, Chris and Maya.
Hello. A parcel just got handed to me and you always feel a bit suspect when you weren't expecting anything and it arrives. Like, what if it's a poo or something?
Why would it be?
I don't know. It's not a poo. It feels like something soft.
I like it that you're now opening it. Oh, no. Yeah. Imagine if it actually was after I said that.
You're opening it now and we're all going to suck.
Don't sniff it before.
No, but you've got to be careful.
Oh.
Looks like just a jumper, disappointingly.
Okay. Is something else. This is fine.
Cool. So we're with you till 4 o'clock. Coming up, I will be discussing and giving my opinion on the breaking news of Arsene Wenger's departure from Arsenal today.
Yes, big news this.
Who are they saying might replace?
Well, they've said Rodgers could be a possibility, Rodgers. Yeah. Or they've said Vieira.
Is everyone happy about this news? Like, is this good news for people?
Well, what does it? Yeah, and what does it mean for Arsenal fan TV? Because all they do on there is moan about
him.
Well,
that's what I'm thinking.
No one to complain about.
And obviously, we've featured Arsenal fan TV on this show quite a lot.
Yeah.
Mm. There is quite a lot to discuss about this. Also, an interesting opportunity for you, I think, in all of this.
I do live nearby.
You live nearby.
Why don't you go and have a little...
An interview.
The old hat and ring.
Do you do an interview or do they just approach you?
Yeah, you've got to do an interview and everything.
Okay. All right, anyway, that's coming up. I've been out on the streets today to get Great Britain's opinion. Also, a three-way banger situation with me, Chris and Maya coming up.
Scott Mills. Why?
This happened on the show exactly a year ago where we spoke to a girl called Chelsea. Now, Maya, you probably haven't heard this.
No.
Right, she was secretly trying to move in with her boyfriend and here's how she described it at the time.
Well, basically, I'm sure loads of girls do it, I hope. But because I live far away from Jordan, like, he lives in Yorkshire and I live in Northampton, basically, like, every time I go and see him, I just leave, like, an object at his house, like a hairbrush or a dressing gown or something, and pretend to forget it.
But you're doing this on purpose?
Yeah.
But why?
You're basically trying to move in on the sly, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely.
Right, so that was a year ago. Chelsea has actually emailed us back. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hiya.
Hey, Chelsea, I think about this a lot because one of my mates is going through this situation. Oh, I can't say his name, however much I want to, but it was a pub discussion recently that his girlfriend is moving in things on the sly. She's putting in, there's a toothbrush there and stuff like that, but she's now got a drawer. Oh. And I'm like, mate, your time is limited.
Yeah. It's going to happen.
Do you know what? I think I do that. Well, now live together. But like before, right at the beginning, I think I would always just drop little things over every time I stayed.
Like what?
I don't know if that was like trying to move in slowly or just marking my territory. Like, okay, well, that's there. And also making it easier for when you do stay around. Because then you've got some pants there, some socks, you know, straighteners.
I think it is a practical thing, but there is an element of marking your territory, which sounds weird. That sounds like a nature doc, you know, like when they just wee on something to claim it's theirs. You didn't do that.
No, I didn't wee everywhere, but it does make it easier because, you know, if you're going to stay there, you've at least got your bits and bobs. You know, you can stay.
So what were the first items that you transferred across?
Probably some hairbands and stuff because you always need a hairband.
Yeah.
And then it would have gone to like pants and socks because you can't wear boxers every day. Mm. And then
a bonsai tree.
Yeah, and then a bed. No, I'm joking. then just items of clothing, I feel just leaving them all over the place and little pretty things.
So, Chelsea...
You've got to be discreet, definitely.
Yeah, definitely a toothbrush as well. That's a first step.
Definitely.
But did it work for you then?
Yeah, definitely.
You moved in?
Yeah, I've moved in.
Oh, wow, congrats.
When did this happen?
It happened 2 months ago.
All right, so it took nearly a year.
It took a while.
It was quite a shock for him to listen to it on the radio.
Oh, he heard it. Oh.
Yeah, he heard it in the end.
I mean, there's no bigger hint than that, really.
Yeah.
And the whole family and everyone, so it was kind of just a bit like, yeah, this is not really a secret anymore.
Right. But you cracked on and you persisted with it. And there must have come a point where you look around and you look around that house and you go, this is now mine.
Yeah, exactly. I've got the power now.
Yeah. What was the one item, if there was one, that kind of tipped over the edge and he was like, yeah, go on then?
Oh, God. I don't know. Probably the suitcase.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that means you're saying...
I actually left it there, yeah. Mm, quite a few things, actually. It just got bigger to the point it was more my room than his.
Yeah, yeah.
Wicked. It did look girly.
You've just taken over.
It's a hostile takeover.
I like it when we do follow-ups of old stories.
Yeah.
And how is it now? Are you happy? Are you loving living together?
Yeah, I'm loving it. Well, I've got to say that because he's only downstairs, so you know. It's one of them. No, I'm loving it. It's nice. Because we were apart before. It's just a nice experience to be more together now.
Right. So you've moved your life there, have you?
Yeah, I've moved up here. I'm freelancing now, so it's all good.
Hey, listen, there's something else I want to talk to you about, which I've just remembered from your phone call a year ago, right?
Oh, no.
Right there.
Scott Mills.
Chelsea's on the line. You sound stressed, Chelsea. Do you know what I'm about to say?
Yeah.
What am I going to say?
What we spoke about before.
Yeah, and what was that?
My parents have told me not to say anything.
Oh, that's annoying because I've got the clip right here.
You can. Just do it. Just do it. I live away now. I'm far away.
Okay,
there's no punishment.
Chelsea told us this about her parents a year ago on this show.
Oh, well, basically, like, I'll be watching TV with my parents and it's like 8:30. That's not really a time to go to bed when you're like an adult.
That's true.
8:30.
Yeah, like just chilling, watching Coronation Street or whatever. And then they'll just be like yawning. And you can tell it's like false yawning. It's obvious, over exaggerated stuff.
Who does the yawning?
My mum will start it and then I'll just be like, oh, God.
Okay, so I'll be the mum, Chris.
Yeah.
Okay, ready? And your dad.
So we're just watching Coronation Street.
Yeah, so here we go.
Oh, you look tired, wife.
Oh, 8:30. Should we go to bed? Is that what it's like?
Should we have an early night?
A little bit, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, so that happened on the show a year ago.
No.
Now, Chelsea, they live away. Well, you live away from them now. So you can be honest with me, all right?
Okay.
Do they still do that when you're there?
I mean, it was an embarrassing situation because all their friends found out, so obviously they have stopped doing that now.
Right.
And they've stopped even being
together. Well, to my acknowledgement anyway. I mean, I'm far away now, so what? I mean...
They've stopped doing it altogether?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm away now. I don't know what's going on.
I assume...
Really
well, no, I would say it's probably going the other way, in anger, almost. You know, you're living away.
Just the dog there now.
Yeah, I reckon they don't have to do the whole yawn anymore. They just do it whenever they like.
Also, no. Here's the... Like,
whilst watching Coronation Street.
Oh, my God.
Can I just say, as an aside, when the dog's in the room... No.
Well, that's a whole different conversation, isn't it?
It depends. Is it looking at you?
Yeah, they're watching.
Oh, the dogs are watching.
I can't be naked around animals.
No.
Really?
Which is a weird thing to say. But
they probably feel a bit more comfortable when you're naked because they're technically naked, aren't they?
It's true, they're naked.
They don't
You're right. You're so right.
They've got nothing on, have they?
No.
So right.
They're running around the same way. They probably think, finally, I can relate.
You're so
Yes. Take them clothes off.
God.
That's what your dog's telling you to do.
I just feel for him.
So you don't have any knowledge of that, no?
No.
I don't think... I don't remember ever hearing my parents.
Well, I assume it happened.
And they're not together now. Well, it must have at some point.
Yeah, exactly. Something to think about, anyway.
Mm. Yeah, gosh.
I'm right, thanks.
I have, it's not nice.
What?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to go into deets, but...
But
I've heard what's going on a few times.
Right.
That's not nice. Sorry, guys. Sorry.
Scott Mills.
That's going on with my notes today, but I think we need new printer ink. It's quite funny, though.
Oh, I hate it when that happens.
No, but I'm really enjoying it because it's really funny.
Do you mean that the words are, like, missing?
I'm trying to work out what the artists are. So, see if you can... No, it's quite a fun game. Right, so...
Well, it's like Hangman, isn't it?
Inson is est own for his... Trap with Bet Hill Ftigolo.
Right, okay.
I'm going to say that's Becky Hill.
Right. Yes.
Becky Hill's in that one. I don't know who Inon.
Inson.
Inson.
Had huge support from.
Wilkinson.
Hang on. Huge support from Jordan Orth and Annie Ack.
Who's that?
Annie Mack. Jordan.
Jordan Gordon Orth.
Gordon Orth.
Yeah. So who's it? It's Sub Focus and Wilkinson.
I've got the Wilkinson.
With
bit.
Take It Up There. Take It Up on Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Scott, Chris, Maya.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay, I've got Ray Cigarette coming up. Oh, we called her last week.
We did.
She's your mate.
She's cute.
And also Rudimental and James Arthur.
I think for early next week, let's do this Anne-Marie 2002 thing. So we'll get all the songs, maybe from like the top 100, top 20 from 2002. Some of the ones that were missing in that song.
I like this idea.
And we'll do like little bits of it.
Yeah.
Maybe do our own version.
Can we try and do it properly, though, please?
Oh, we can do it properly.
Anne-Marie has, so I'd quite like to. Yeah. Like, let's not make this half-assed. Okay?
Big production. We need to actually, really get into it.
No, I hear what you're saying. Like, yeah. I hear you.
Yeah. What's going to happen to Arsenal fan TV?
Big worry.
Wenger's out.
But then there'll be someone else that they can complain about, surely.
Right. So,
how do you say his name?
Okay, Arsene Wenger.
Is it Veng?
Wenger.
Where's he from?
Or some people still
Sweden,
say...
Though?
No, Sweden?
Why did I think
Holland?
He's Swedish?
Why do you think Holland?
Oh.
France?
Germany?
He's French?
He's French, okay. Yes, he's
French. Why are you saying... How do you say it?
So I'm saying it could be pronounced Arsene Wenger. Some people pronounce the W, although it's frowned upon. generally, it's as a V.
Since when did French words beginning with W be... V.
Wednesday.
Not true. Not true.
From that day.
No, not true. Okay, think of some. Le Wi-Fi, which is French for Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
It is. That's definite, it's not a V though. Le WC. Toilet. Learned that in GCC
French. That's not a toilet in French.
It is. I learned that at school. Le WC.
Going back to your original point about Arsenal.
Le water polo. It's not le water polo, is it? Okay. So why is it Wenger?
Arsenal fan TV, there is a very good chance now I will lose interest in it, because what I love about watching that is them ranting about Arsene Wenger.
Right. It's been a long time coming, though, for many fans on Arsenal TV, especially Kelechi.
My brother, I'm not happy.
I'm not happy. That's what I'm going to say. I've never seen you this angry.
My brother, I'm not happy. I sat in the palace end. All those boys are poor. Scrap the whole team.
And also, Ty is not happy with him either.
If I'm being cynical, I don't want to be cynical, but it looks like sabotage to me. I mean, it just doesn't look. It doesn't seem right. He just sat there, and just didn't do anything.
Sabotage.
I'm sick of it, Rob.
Sabotage.
Oh, Maya, you need to get involved with fan TV from Arsenal. It's so good.
I only see the clips of it, but yeah, that's. I mean, it's a lot of emotion, isn't it?
Here's our favourite one. These are from a while back. It's DT.
Remember what I said to you 2 weeks ago, that we're only paper and cracks. Today we run out of paper. We've got Watford fans laughing at us.
Yeah?
Watford. Watford.
You are.
Watford.
Is that supposed to be really bad or something?
Yeah,
because
I'm a Watford fan as
well. Oh, wow, sorry about that.
Sorry, I sneaked that one in.
DC has always wanted Wenger out.
I will back you on today. I stood up there and I felt embarrassed.
Welcome to how I felt for a long time.
And who could forget this classic line?
Well, you better get ready for more planes, more banners and more protests, because I'm not stopping. I won't stop, and neither will everyone else. People have got a voice now, and they're not scared to come out and say that no more.
Well, he's going to be so happy today, but I'm just worried about the future of Arsenal fan TV, because they do moan about him a lot. What are they going to talk about now?
He's a highlight. He's definitely a highlight, Vengs.
Okay, at 3:10, I've actually been on the streets today to get people's opinion. Only, I think I was saying his name wrong, so do apologise for that. 3:10, that's all.
Scott Mills.
Right, let's do this.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
I've got Radio 1's greatest hits from 3:30. Maya will have that for you tomorrow as well.
Yeah.
Such an enjoyable listen.
Yeah, and it makes it even nicer to play when the sun's shining. If it isn't, then, you know, pretend sun. Maybe just get your toes out and imagine.
What I like to do, I don't know, this is weird, but I have told the team this before and the listeners know it.
Yeah.
But as soon as it gets above a certain degrees, I actually carry sun cream with me in my bag.
Oh, very sensible.
No, it's sensible, but also makes you smell of summer. Got some right here if you'd like it.
To be honest, it does remind you of holidays, doesn't it? Having like some
sun
cream.
It's true, the smell of it is good enough.
There we go, little spray.
Lush. And in a minute...
And now we're in Malta.
The smell of the holiday smell will be coming your way in just a second I put too much on.
I love that.
Hello, Nancy.
Hi.
Is it sunny where you are?
Yes, it's very sunny, thank
God. Where
are you? Manchester.
Manchester, yes. Which bit of Manchester?
Prestwich.
Oh, someone's doing well. It's nice there. I used to live there.
Yeah, it's not me, it's my parents, but yeah.
Nancy, can I ask
you? Really lovely.
Have you had an ice cream today?
I have had an ice cream today.
Can I ask you how much they are in Manchester?
So, like, a flake 99 isn't 99p anymore. It's, like, 120. Yeah. Ridiculous.
I know, that's like one of the most basic tweets that I see about all over the place when it's sunny. That's like 99p flake doesn't cost 99p. Also, it doesn't cost anywhere.
You have to pay for the flake.
Yeah. That changed a long time ago, though, didn't it?
It did, that's what I mean. So, and people always say it's like new news.
As it goes up, yeah. It's like a shock.
A local radio phone in. Oh, haven't chocolate bars got smaller? you know a 99 flake in London, right?
Yeah.
It's £62. Honestly,
on a good day,
we have this. We have this with Jordan North all the time, who's recently. He's part time in the South now because he works at Radio One in London. But everything is like how much?
So it's ridiculous. I went down; it was like £4 for a sausage roll, so I couldn't stay there.
Right, exactly, exactly. It's rubbish. But Jordan walks into the pub with us. He's like, £8 for a pint? How much?
It's a shocker.
Right, here's what I've got for you today.
Sun.
Yeah. It is a lovely day outside.
Bill
like
Withers.
It's not Bill Withers, but it is. But it's Twister and Sunshine.
Oh, yeah.
Go. You.
For that.
You, over there, you.
I thought you were trying to get me to rap along. I know the words, but they get a bit rude. This is my banger choice today. I really hope you go for this one, because this could be awesome in the sunshine.
Okay.
This is Voodoo People by The Prodigy, the Pendulum remix.
Heavy.
Very heavy.
Nancy, how much is a pint of milk in Manchester?
60p.
Oh. No. In the South, it's £25. How much? Right, you can have that or Maya.
Mine is an absolute classic. Cure and the Cause, Fish Go Deep. Sing-along anthem. Wow. Sounds perfect in any weather. It makes you feel like you're on a beach, and I love it.
Good sound.
Yeah. Very chill.
Very chill. You can even salsa to it a bit.
I love this.
Oh, this is really difficult.
Right.
Three different vibes, really, isn't it?
Yeah. How am I supposed to decide? Wow. Well, hard enough with two.
What's the weather like where you are?
Lush.
It is 17 degrees and clear blue skies.
How much?
I think that should help. I think my song goes with that weather.
And mine.
It's a bit of a 17 degrees there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. I'm going to say I'm deciding between two.
Okay.
So sorry, Chris, it's definitely not you.
Oh, wow. I like just doing the knockouts.
I like that.
It's not you.
Try again.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, I'm same difference.
Same difference.
Right, I think I've made up my mind.
Yeah. Come on, let me down easy if it's not me.
Go on.
I'm really sorry, Maya. I'm going to have to go with Scott.
Yeah! That makes you Rylan.
Scott. All right. Let's get them dollars. Let's get this money.
One. Hi, I'm Ray Moss, detective, investigative journalist, truth seeker, and now a podcaster. If you have a mystery, I will solve it.
I think there's someone in the house. Please, Ray,
within reason.
I think I've lost my keys.
Are they on the hook?
Yeah, there they are. Thanks, Ray.
In my first episode, I investigate the case of whether a BBC weatherman took his top off live on the weather in the 90s. Is there a cover-up? How high does this go? What's going on? Subscribe to Radio 1's Kench podcast to discover Ray Moss. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Twister and Sunshine. It's true, I did call Chris out for being basic with his choice yesterday, and then I win with a song called Sunshine.
Yeah,
so that's good.
Yeah, it was basic of you. I actually, it was great to hear. I think my song would have been good.
It's just one of those songs that I never would have thought of, but I've heard, you hear it in Ibiza all the time.
True. Yeah, and do you know what? I actually heard that song for the first time from my mum, so I feel like it's generational.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally. That's wicked.
So it's loved by all, but not her, clearly.
Okay, well, everyone's saying that was a robbery today, and then one of you two should have won.
Right.
Loads of votes for yours, Maya. Loads of votes for you, Chris. But okay. It's the caller. It's the caller that you
get. It's down to Nancy. All good.
Thank you.
We've all got different tastes.
Scott Mills.
What do people in the UK think of Arsene Wenger's departure from Arsenal?
Why can't you say it?
Wenger.
That's right.
That's right. So, what do people think? I went out to the streets earlier and found out because I felt it was quite good. I felt like I was on BBC Sport for a minute.
Mm. Imagine.
Scott, hi, I'm Scott Mills, and this is today's sport news.
From BBC Sport. I mean, that's the dream. What do people of the UK think? Can I just say, I did record these earlier, though, on the streets before the show, before I knew how to say his name properly.
Right.
So there will be some discrepancies there, okay? And then when I was told that it is Arsene Wenger, first thing that came into my head was Wenger Boys, obviously.
Of course it did. And their track, that's how you work.
And their track, The Wenger Boys Are Coming.
Right.
But he's not, he's going.
Yes, the Wenger...
The Wenger bus is going.
Yes, the Wenger bus is going. You're so right, technically.
We're going to play that at 3:10 in homage to the great man himself.
Scott Mills.
Right. I went out onto the streets earlier, which I've not done for ages. Well, no, I've been
out on the streets. I went out to the streets.
I've been out with the people.
I left my castle.
I went on this road.
No, I mean, I've not been out interviewing people
mixed
on the streets.
With the people.
For ages, and it was really fun.
Okay.
Obviously announced today. What shock news. Who'd have thought that would happen today, Chris?
I know. And I'm only pleased that you weren't the one breaking the news to me earlier.
Yeah. Arsene Wenger has gone.
Wenger.
Is going. Sorry, Wenger is leaving. Leaving? Leaving Arsenal.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's announced that at the end of this season, he'll be leaving Arsenal Football Club. Retiring, I guess. Well, I don't know if he's actually retiring, but he's definitely leaving the club.
Seriously, though, how do I actually apply if I was to go about that?
Listen, I think it just starts with you throwing your hat in the ring and then people will start speculating.
Well, here's my hat and here's the ring and I'm throwing it in there.
Oh, my word. Well, that's quite huge in itself because...
I live really nearby and so I could do, like, the mornings.
Do you know about it? Like, do you know what you have to do?
No, but I could work mornings because this show starts at 1.
Ah, 3 hours.
And also, don't most footballers only work mornings anyway?
Mate, you'd be amazed. They just do training.
Really?
A couple of hours from what
And then they're off.
They work less than you.
What? And they
honestly,
get paid
mate,
more.
And paid more.
Unbelievable.
Gosh. I mean,
more than 3 hours.
It's just a bit different, though, isn't it? Because they use their bodies and you use...
Fingers. Mouth and fingers. Yeah, yours is very much a mouth and fingers job.
Yeah, their bodies, I'm mouth and fingers.
They're full bod.
So, I went to the streets of London earlier to find out what they thought of the soon-to-be-departed, the great man himself, Arsene Wenger.
Wenger.
It was before I knew how to say it properly. So the first person I asked did have quite a strange reaction. Why would you do this? So Wenger out then?
Ah!
Wow.
Hey? What? Why did he just go?
Because he said the name wrong.
Totally took me by surprise. So Wenger out then?
Ah!
I'm so embarrassed.
He's
I'm
great.
So embarrassed about the name things.
Did he run off as well?
Yes. Okay, next person. Wenger out?
Pardon me?
Wenger out?
It is indeed. It's nice weather.
Some people... Some people think it's a good decision that Wenger is out. Would you have got Wenger out?
Yes.
Why?
Arsenal have been rubbish for years now.
Oh, okay.
You got it.
I didn't know that.
Well, you did know that because we've been watching Arsenal fan TV and they all rant against him.
These people were very confused. Wenger out.
Sorry?
Wenger out.
Wenger out? What?
Oh, it's a football man, isn't it? Yes.
Ah,
I don't know which team, though. He's retired or something. He's gone. Wenger's gone. Wenger. Wenger. He's Wenger.
See, everyone can make that mistake. He
did. Football man.
Yeah.
Yes, Wenger's gone.
This lady did not even understand me.
Wenger out?
Why am I out? Because it's sunny and beautiful and hot and it probably won't be again for... Till next year.
No, not why are you out?
Different one.
This guy really wasn't having any of it at all. Listen.
Wenger out?
Sorry?
Wenger out?
No.
Why?
Just no.
Oh.
However, this lady was well up for it.
Wenger out?
Wanger who?
Wanger out.
Wanger in.
Why?
I have no idea. I think, sorry, that's the greatest conversation to have ever existed.
Wanger out.
Wanger who?
Wanger out.
Wanger in.
There we are.
Wanger away.
That's the best.
Iconic. This lady was just unimpressed.
What do you think of the news? Wanger out.
What? Mills, I expect better from you than that. Come on. What kind of question is that?
Spotted.
Oh.
Finally, this lady, direct and to the point.
Would you have got Wanger out?
No, I wouldn't. Probably not, no. I'm a lady.
Okay.
Oh, well, okay.
That clears that up then.
I get it.
Thank you. Now, the Wanger bus arrived in 1996. But now the Wanger bus is going.
This is amazing.
The era is over. Three Premier Leagues. Not for a while. Is that right?
Yeah. Seven, this is just great hearing you do this.
Seven FA Cups. His success and impact on English football must not go unnoticed. So, in honour of the great man, I'm going to play this. Right. Bye, Wanger bus.
Oh,
and this
God.
Is the Scott Mills homage to Arsene Wenger.
All aboard!
Remember what I said to you 2 weeks ago, that we're only paper and cracks? Today we run out of paper. We've got Watford fans laughing at us.
My brother, I'm not happy.
I'm not happy. I've never seen you this angry.
My brother, I'm not happy. I sat in the palace end. All those boys are poor. Scrap the whole team.
Better get ready for more planes, more banners, and more protests. Because I'm not stopping. I won't stop, and neither will everyone else. People have got a voice now, and they're not scared to come out and say that no more.
Going, the Wanger bus is going.
Wanger out.
Wanger who?
Wanger out.
Wanger in.
My brother, I'm not happy.
Don't you wish we could do BBC Sport as well?
Oh. Well done, everyone.
That was fun.
Wenger out.
Wenger out.
Wenger.
He's gone.
I reckon he's going to have a really peaceful life after this.
What do you mean?
Wenger.
Profound quote.
He's always getting told off, isn't he, all the time? And now he can just go and like,
just chill.
Insightful sport here from the BBC. Scott
Mills. We're back on Monday at 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1. Have a good weekend. If you liked this podcast, please leave us a review and make it nice. Scott Mills.